Look into God's word to see what God might want to say to you from the Bible. Psalm 119, verse 18, is a verse you should memorize. Lord, open my eyes that I may see the wonderful truths in your word. You see, friends, every answer to every problem you have is right here in this book. And the reason you have so many problems is you don't know this book.
Where we are at any given moment makes a big difference in whether or not cell phone calls, text messages, or emails are able to reach us. And that's a lot like our relationship with God. Where we are in our spiritual walk determines whether or not God is able to get through to us. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, we bring our series called Hearing the Voice of God to a close. In this lesson, Rick takes a final look at how to truly hear from the Lord, making it so much easier to know and do His will for our lives. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the Most Requested Messages by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, a 6-message collection you will definitely want to add to your audio library. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Getting God's Vision for My Life.
God usually speaks by giving you an idea. It's not verbal, it's not vocal, it's visual. He puts an idea in your mind. Now, is that weird? No, it's not weird. We do it all the time. Right now, NASA sends space probes to Mars and to Jupiter, and they're millions and millions of miles away. And what are those space probes sending back? They're sending back pictures. Now, if NASA can send back pictures millions of miles away, don't you think God can send one to your mind? Duh. It's not that hard. Okay. People say, does God ever speak to you? All the time. Has God ever spoken to you verbally through your ear? Of course not. Why? He doesn't need to. Do you talk to yourself? Yes. You do it all the time. When you talk to yourself, do you talk aloud? Well, hopefully not in front of other people. They're like, woo, 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 you know. When you talk to yourself, you're talking to yourself quietly. Do you have to talk through your ear for you to hear yourself? Of course not. Does God have to do that? Of course not. You're talking to yourself right now. You go, my stomach's gurgling. When's Rick going to get through with this? See, I'm a mind reader. And so you talk to yourself all the time. You walk in the room, you've already got a picture. Who's going to be in there? What are people going to think of me? How do I look? You talk to yourself in pictures all the time. That's why God uses pictures. Now, we call those visions. It's not spooky. It's not crazy. You know, if I say apple, you automatically think of a picture of an apple. It's just the way God wired our minds. And the Bible is filled with hundreds, thousands of examples of people getting God's dream, God's vision in their mind. People like Isaiah and Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Peter, Paul, Mary, and not the singers, the people who are in the Bible. Okay. These are people who get vision from God. It's not a crazy weirdo thing. It's just a picture from God. God often uses a mental picture to clarify where he wants you to go on the next step. Look at this next verse, Psalm 73. David says, he had a problem. He says, when I tried to figure it out, all I got was a splitting headache. Until I entered the sanctuary of God. You know, I go to church. I go to the temple. Then I saw the whole picture. The light bulb turned on. The paradigm shift. Then I saw God's perspective. And he said, I could see it. He said, I visualized what God wanted to do. Now, people say, isn't this visualizing? Isn't that new age? Isn't that kind of cultic stuff? Well, it can be. The counterfeit stuff definitely is. But we're talking about the biblical kind of visualization, which the Bible calls meditation.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Thanks for listening to Daily Hope. Words just can't express our gratitude for all your love, prayers, and support throughout the year. Now, what if it was possible to have your year-end financial donations to this ministry automatically doubled? Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope, up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled, up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And then let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. If you've been listening to this broadcast for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. Messages include Becoming Best Friends with God, Building a Strong Spirit, What Are You Fighting For? How Much You Matter to God? Learning to Be Both Fast and Slow? And Daring to Wait on God? This hand-selected six-message collection is available in a boxed CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, right now by going to PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Psalm 73, David says, he had a problem. He says, when I tried to figure it out, all I got was a splitting headache. Until I entered the sanctuary of God. I go to church. I go to the temple. Then I saw the whole picture. The light bulb turned on. Then I saw God's perspective. And he said, I could see it. He said, I visualized what God wanted to do. Now, people say, isn't this visualizing? Isn't that New Age? Isn't that kind of cultic stuff? Well, it can be. The counterfeit stuff definitely is. But we're talking about the biblical kind of visualization, which the Bible calls meditation. Now, the very evidence, proof of something real exists is when there's a counterfeit of it. The counterfeit proves that there must be a reality. For instance, have you ever seen a counterfeit $4 bill? No. Why? Because there's no such thing as a real $4 bill. Nobody's going to counterfeit something that doesn't exist. Satan cannot create anything. Satan is not a creator. He's not God. He's a created being himself. Satan cannot create anything. He can only corrupt and pervert. God creates sex. Satan perverts sex. God creates money and wealth. Satan perverts money and wealth. God creates all of the great things in life. Satan corrupts and perverts them. He cannot create anything. All he can do is copy, corrupt, and pervert. So, there are real legitimate teachers in life who teach the truth, and there are false teachers. They're fakes, they're phonies, they're counterfeits. There are real prophets of God in life, and there are false prophets who lead people astray. There are real visions and real dreams that come from God, so there are false dreams and visions that come from Satan. They're phony. The reason that they're fake ones is because the real ones exist. You say, well, how do I know? How do I know when it's from God or Satan? You need to go back 2 weeks ago if you missed that message when I talked about the seven ways you test an impression. If you missed that message, you need to go out and get it on the patio, buy the CD or watch it online or something, because there's seven ways the Bible tells us to know whether that idea is from God or that idea is from Satan or that idea is from the burrito ate last night. Everything God creates, Satan tries to misuse and pervert. But it doesn't mean you give it up. I mean, Satan perverts sex. That means everybody's going to give it up? I don't think so. Satan perverts the use of money. Should everybody say, oh, forget money? No, I don't think so. No, you don't let him win. Now, you let God give you a picture in your mind. For many of you, I don't have to explain this, because you are naturally visual thinkers. About half of you, at least, think visually. And when you read a story in the Bible, man, you can see that story in vivid technicolor. And when I say something, you can just picture it in your mind. So it's very easy for you. But for the rest of us, it's a little harder. I am not a typical visual thinker. I don't think typically in pictures. I tend to think actually in words. So how do you watch in prayer if you're not a visual thinker? See, over and over, Jesus says, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Can you not watch with me? Because vision comes through the eyes, not through the ears. It comes through seeing in the mind's eye. That's when we sing that song, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Remember that song? Open the eyes of my heart. You're saying, Lord, help me to see with my mind what I can't see with my eyes or hear with my ears. That's what you're saying when you sing that song. So how do you watch in prayer if you don't normally see in pictures? Maybe you're like me. Let me give you two things. Write these down. Number one, ask God a specific question. You ask God a specific question. In your quiet time, you're sitting there in your backyard, you've read the Bible for a little while, you've prayed, maybe talked to the Lord a little. Now you're just being quiet, and you're just sitting there. You are waiting before God, which means you're not saying anything. You're not reading, you're not praying. You're just waiting before God. And you can ask a question like, Jesus, is there anything you want to say to me? And you just wait. Is there anything I need to know that I'm not thinking about? And you just wait. You can ask God a specific question. Over 20 times we're told to ask in the Bible. Look at this verse, James 1:5. If you want to know what God wants you to do, ask him, and he will gladly tell you. For he's always ready to give a bountiful supply of wisdom to all who ask him. There's that word again, ask. But when you ask him, there's that word again, he's saying, I want you to ask. When you ask him, be sure that you really expect him to tell you. God wants you to ask him for advice. You're not bothering him. He's waiting for you to ask. He wants you to be specific, build your faith, and he wants you to expect an answer. So ask. Second thing, look into God's word. Write this down. Look into God's word to see what God might want to say to you from the Bible. Psalm 119, verse 18, is a verse you should memorize. It's a good verse to just say in your quiet time. Lord, open my eyes that I may see the wonderful truths in your word. You see, friends, every answer to every problem you have is right here in this book. And the reason you have so many problems is you don't know this book. Because the more you get in the Word, God's will is found in God's Word. And so you become a person, a woman of this Word, a woman of the Word, a man of the Word. The answers are all here. And you say, Lord, show me. And so you say, Lord, I don't know what to do. And you just start reading. And God will speak to you through His Word. Now, once you've done that, you come to step five. And this is a fun one. Step five is write it down. I want to hear God speak. I withdraw to a quiet place. I wait patiently and quietly and expectantly. I watch in prayer. And I say, God, just give me a picture in my mind. What do you want to say to me? And I read the Bible. I ask questions. And then I write down, I record the ideas that I receive. Now, this is the fifth thing that Habakkuk does to get God's dream for his life. You gotta write it down. fact, the Lord even tells him, it commands him. He says, the Lord gave me this answer. Write down clearly. So some of your handwriting, you probably better use a laptop. The Lord said, write down clearly what I reveal to you. So Habakkuk does just that. That's how we got this book, the book of Habakkuk. In chapter 1, Habakkuk writes down what he says to God. And in chapter 2, he writes down what God says back to him. And we get the book of Habakkuk. That's how we got the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms is David's quiet time. David meditated, he thought about, he visualized the first five books of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. They're called the Torah, the law. David meditated on the Torah and then wrote down his meditations, and they're called Psalms. And in many of the Psalms, he just starts out with what he's feeling, and then he ends up with what God says. And sometimes he's pretty ticked off. Sometimes enemies are after him. He's being criticized and unjust. He goes, God, I hate their guts. That's in the Bible. God, I hate their guts. People say, well, why do you call this Holy Bible if that's in the Bible? Because the Bible always tells the truth. It doesn't, you know, blitz over the negative parts of a person's life. And a lot of times David will start out and goes, God, I don't like this. This stinks. I don't like this at all. And this is mean. God, what kind of God are you? Did you know that you can get angry at God? He can handle it. When you say, God, you're not helping me right now. I need a little bit more help. God's not going to say, oh, well, I've never heard that before. God can handle your anger. You know what? He loves it when you're honest with him. Why? Because prayer is wrestling, and wrestling is a close contact sport. And as long as you're in contact with him, that's good, because he knows you're eventually going to end up in the right place. And at the end of the psalm, David, who's been complaining, saying, God, you're not much of a God. You're not helping me right now. He's going, okay, I know you're going to help me. And I know I need to trust you. And I know you got a plan that's bigger than my problem right now. And so, okay, Lord, you're it. I'm wrong. You're right. Okay, let's go. And we get the Psalms. He wrote it down. Now, if your prayer life is stuck in a rut, and you tend to pray the same things over and over and over, and you even got these little cliches, bless the gift and the giver, bless this food to the nourishment of our bodies and the hands that prepared to it. Wah, 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 wah. A lot of prayers are like the teacher on Charlie Brown. Wah, 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 wah. It's just like saying nothing. You're saying nothing. Jesus said, their lips are praising me, but their hearts are far from me. So if you're always saying the same thing over and over, let me tell you what to do. Start writing out your prayers. What? Yeah, you can write them out. You mean I don't even have to say them? No. Writing them down is a prayer. God can hear it in your thought. And while you think your prayer out, just write it down. Write down a sentence. Write down another sentence. Write down another sentence. You just write out your prayer. Is it okay to write out a prayer and then read it? Of course it is. When you're writing it, you're praying. When you're reading it, you're praying. If you read it aloud, you're praying. This is called the spiritual habit of journaling. And all great Christians have understood this. Now, a journal is not a diary. A diary is about the things you did. Dear diary, today Billy gave me a kiss. So boring. Nobody cares about the fact that you took the laundry in today. But what the generations from now will be interested in is what you learned, the lessons you learned, the mistakes you made, and how you learned from those things. And generations later would love to read that material, because it's better to learn from the experience of others. So you write, what I do is I write down what I say to God, and then I write down what God says to me. This is the fifth thing. Write it down. God says, write down what I reveal to you. Now, let me give you a couple suggestions on this. Go over to Target. Buy yourself just one of those little three-ring notebooks, blank notebook, paper, whatever. Or you can get a real fancy one, whatever. And several different things you can do. You can take a page and divide it in two columns. And on one column, you write, this is what I said to God. And then you sit there, and then this is what God said to me. And you write that down. Another thing you can do is you can make two columns, say, here's my prayer request, and then you leave it blank until God answers it, and then when he answers it, you write in the answer and the date. That'll build your faith. Finally, number six is worship. I thank God for speaking to me. I thank God for speaking to me. This is the natural response of hearing God speak to you. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2, he says, O Lord, now I have heard your report, and I worship you in awe. When you receive response to God's, to a question you give God, it just makes you want to love him more. It just makes you want to love him more. And friends, what we've looked at today will revolutionize your life if you will do it. Now, if you listen to this, you don't do anything about it, it's going to do nothing for you. Short-term change, you focus on behavior. Long-term lifestyle change, you focus on changing the way you think. But this will revolutionize your life if you'll do it.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. You'll find this message and others, along with a ton of other helpful resources. What if it was possible to have your year-end financial donation to this ministry automatically doubled? That's right. Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $25, $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
If you've been listening to Daily Hope for any time at all, you know that God wants to change your life. He wants you to become more and more like Jesus. He wants you to learn to love other people the way Jesus loves them. And He wants you to have more faith than you've ever dreamed possible. How does that happen? It happens because God is in the business of changing lives. And how does He transform us? Through His Word. The more time you spend in the Word of God, the more time you're going to become like God in your character. The more your life will be transformed. Now, to help you understand God's plan of transformation for you, I put together a collection of six messages that listeners have told me were particularly helpful when they needed a particular change in their life. These messages will strengthen your spiritual and emotional health, and they're going to teach you how to make the changes to become all that God wants you to be and that you want to be. Now, I want to send these six messages to you as a gift, just to say thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving here at the end of this year, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point in the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in your end of the year gift in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. As we approach this new year, would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out. God bless you.
If you'd like a copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3, for yourself or a friend, please contact us today by going to PastorRick.com or by calling 800-600-5004. You can choose either an audio CD or an MP3 download. And remember, your financial gift to Daily Hope will be doubled up to $100,000. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Again, thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.